Well, hello again. This is Senior National Sales Director Cindy Fox, and continuing with our Caddy by Christmas calls. And I'm so excited about our featured speaker today. Jamie Varenios joined Mary Kay in 1992. She debuted just 6 months later as a sales director and 8.5 years later as a national sales director. Prior to Mary Kay, Jamie was a regional marketing director in Chicago, Illinois, and joined Mary Kay as a single mom. She reached a circle of achievement in her very first year as a sales director and earned trips every year after that, with 7 of those being extended trips, which is 2 weeks, you guys, all expense paid by Mary Kay, and 5 years of over $900,000 in retail production, 2 of those reaching the elite million-dollar circle, with her highest year ever being $1,175,000. Jamie has earned 19 all-expense-paid luxury trips all over the world to Spain, Portugal, Switzerland, Australia, Greece, Monte Carlo, Hawaii, Alaska, Ireland, Scotland, Paris, Venice, the Baltic Sea, and British Isles, to name a few. She has earned 10 pink Cadillacs and is currently driving the pink Escalade. Jamie has had the privilege of sitting on the National Advisory Board of Mary Kay Cosmetics, and she has trained internationally for Mary Kay Corporate in the Ukraine, Canada, Germany, and Russia. Jamie currently leads a Diamond Circle area and has achieved this marker 6 times. She has been honored twice for having the highest percentage of pink Cadillacs in a national area. So this is a perfect woman for these Caddy by Christmas calls. And she has represented Mary Kay at the CMA Awards. Jamie is featured in front of her pink Escalade in the #1 college marketing textbook representing Mary Kay Cosmetics. She has earned over $3 million in commissions and is one of Mary Kay's multimillionaires with her highest commission check in 1 month. Are y'all ready for this? Y'all need to be saying, I believe I receive. This is my future too. Her highest commission check in 1 month has been over $59,000 so far. Her passion is to empower women to success, and she is an advocate for impoverished children worldwide. Jamie is married to Pete. She has 3 beautiful children, Amber, Nate, and Sam, and she has a sweet baby grandson, Isaac. Please help me welcome soon-to-be Inner Circle National Sales Director, Jamie Cruz Varenios. Jamie, you have to hit *6. Okay, everybody just hold on. We're having a little technical difficulty. We will get it worked out. Okay, Jamie, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what happened. So I'm going to hit *6. Everybody needs to, let me hit *5 one more time just to make sure, and then you may have to hit *6 yourself, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Jamie, if you can hear me, hit *6.
Okay.
Yay, got it.
Okay, could you hear me a minute ago?
No.
Oh.
So now we can, though. Go for it, girlfriend.
Oh, good, 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 good. Okay, anyway, there's nothing I love more than to talk about the pink Cadillac. Oh, my goodness, pink, pink, pink. That is what I love to talk about, is moving leaders into pink, because that is what Mary Kay was all about when she was talking with leaders, that she wanted every single one of us to be driving one of those pink cars, and it represents so much more than a pink car. It represents excellence, And I'm excited because there's 2 reasons you're on here today. One, maybe you're already in that pink car and you've got your mind, your vision, your heart, your hopes on that trip. Maybe you're not in the pink car and your vision is on the pink, but it's also extending past to be in Hawaii. But either way, the things that I'm going to talk to you about have to do with excellence and have to do with leadership. And that is what I love to talk about. And I want to ask you this, is that I mean, I know that I've listened to the speakers that have spoken over the last 3 weeks, and, you know, oh, my goodness, do you even know how fortunate we are that Cindy put this call together and that you've had the opportunity to sit and learn at the feet of faith giants? I mean, to hear, you know, Kim and Ari and Don share, all queens of seminars, and to hear their why and their techniques and their strategies of how they did it. I mean, what a privilege only in Mary Kay. And so, Cindy, I just want to thank you for putting this together, such a powerful group of nationals. And I want to ask you a question to start this call off with, because, you know, you can change anything in your life in 90 days. You can get into a car in 90 days. You can change anything in your life in 90 days. And we talk about that all the time. But sometimes people talk so much about change and that in 90 days they can do it, and we hear things over and over and over again, that the leader becomes anesthetized and apathetic to what's being said. And the only way that we can really tell whether they're really learning is if they ever applied it. And so the question I want you to ask yourself right now, as being the great student and the great protege that each of us are, is how much that you heard in the last 20 days, in the last 21 days from these powerful, powerful nationals, how much have you set in motion? How much have you applied? How much have you put into action? And did you do it immediately? Because that is what an uncommon protege is going to do. That is what great leaders do, is they listen, but they don't just mentally agree. They apply it because they are that passionate about movement. They are passionate about leadership. And we can't pass leadership on and walk in excellence if we ourselves are not applying those principles daily. And, you know, it's so funny because in the Mary Kay world, we get a lot of languages going, and people, again, become anesthetized to really what leadership is. And whether it's in the Mary Kay world or outside of the Mary Kay world, the reality of it is that leadership is excellence. Leadership is not average. Leadership is excellent. People that are in leadership positions have a responsibility to lift others up, to teach others, to be that example. And we know that in our life that more is going to be caught than is taught. And so we can hear and we can be trained and listen and listen and listen, but if we do not take action, there will be no transformation. There will be no pink Cadillac. There will be no Hawaii trip. And so I just want you to really open up your heart and your mind today and just listen to what I am sharing, along with all of the phenomenal things that you've heard from the three women that have gone prior. The truth, they've shared with you everything that you need to know. They've shared every single principle. As I was listening to them, there's absolutely nothing more I could share with you. So I'm hoping that I can contribute some small golden nugget to you that can maybe help you shift and take you over to a new level, to take you to the other side, because that is what we are on here for, is to help you get to the other side, to help you win this battle. Because this is what I know. I know that every single one of you deep down want to be in that pink Cadillac. I know that there is not a Mary Kay woman in this company that has not envisioned herself in the ultimate Barbie car. I mean, really, if she has not seen herself, it's because she has not allowed herself to see herself in that pink car. Because the thing about it is, it's not hard to get in a pink Cadillac, but it's work. It's work. And in our company, there's two types of people going around in our company. And one are the people that are playing around with the business, you know, playing Mary Kay. And that's okay, because this company attracts those kind of women. But you are the directors. You are the leaders. And leaders aren't supposed to play around with Mary Kay. Leaders are supposed to be Mary Kay. Leaders are supposed to be proud of hard work, proud of hard work ethic. It's not nothing to apologize for that you are passionate and addicted to helping women become successful. I will never apologize for my work ethic or my addiction to help women win. And I want you to get excited, so excited that you will not waver when people say, well, are you really, is that all you're doing is Mary Kay? Is your family suffering and this and that? And I thought Mary Kay was God, family, career. Can I just say this just because I love you, okay? I don't even have to know you, but just by default, because I love Cindy, I love you, okay? This is the deal, folks. When you say God, family, career, the number one thing we will ever do is answer the call in our life. And when we answer that call, I promise you, all those other things, God's going to keep in order. When we put God first, He's going to take care of our family. He's going to direct our steps. He knows our steps. When we put Him first in the very reason we are breathing today, when we put Him and our purpose first, He's going to figure it out. And we're going to figure it out. And we don't need to declare that, hey, I put, you know, God in a 30-minute box and my family in a 30-minute box and my career in a 30-minute box a day. We don't need to declare that, you see, because the message of our life is what speaks excellence. And, you know, I see so many people that work very little, Mary Kay, and they think that they're putting God, family, career, but the truth is they're not, because they're not stepping up and being the woman of excellence that God's called them to be. That Proverbs 31 woman, and the pink Cadillac is that woman. So do you want to step up and be that woman? Do you want to represent the excellent leaders of this company? Because if you do, then we've got to get rid of the excuses. You know, we've got to be willing to outgrow our current life. We've got to quit using God, family, career as our reason not to. And we've got to start looking at our family and saying, they are our reason to pursue excellence. God is my reason to pursue excellence, because he has made you to be excellent. He has created you to live beyond average, and that is what we must pursue. And for me, there is nothing that excites me more than to sit down with leaders that are that hungry for excellence, that are that hungry to pass it on, because our Mary Kay Ash never apologized for excellence. Our Mary Kay did not work 10 hours a week. Mary Kay Ash worked her butt off to build this company. And I have to tell you, I'm so tired of hearing people in leadership positions tell me that they created this magnificent six-figure income and played with Mary Kay. That's just not the truth. Now, maybe they might have done 10 hours in the work field of parties, but I think we all know to be excellent, they're also doing some phone calls at home. They're also talking to a mentor. There is so much more that is required of us to walk in excellence than to just play with Mary Kay. We need to be okay and unapologetic to be Mary Kay, to walk in Mary Kay's principles, to walk in what she did, to not sit there and think that because we are pursuing a pink Cadillac or a trip, because deeper down, that's not really what this is about, you guys. It's not the tangible. It's the fact that when you do achieve this, the accolade, it is a voice. It is influence. It is making a difference in others, because you see, the women in the pink Cadillacs have absolutely taken a fierce stance, an unapologetic stance to help women win, to help others become successful. That is what the pink Cadillac represents, that they have gotten in there, gotten rid of the excuses, and they pursued excellence every single day. Not some days, not when they felt like it, not as a hobby, but they consistently made a decision to work this business the way that Mary Kay worked it and taught us all to work it. And I want to talk about that, because being in a pink car, being in a pink Cadillac, means that you do have excellence. It means that you do walk in it. It means that you've been given a privilege to have attention drawn to you, where when you open your mouth and the message that you deliver, or when you don't open your mouth and the message that you deliver, it speaks volumes of who you are. It speaks volumes about your character. And we've got to live not below that bar of excellence. We've got to live on the bar or above the bar. And you know, everybody wants to be on a champion team, don't they? And a pink Cadillac, it represents the champion team. It's the accolade of all accolades. It is it. Because how many times have you been asked, have you gotten in that pink Cadillac? And how great is it going to feel to say, yep, I sure have. It's arriving by Christmas. I want you to start envisioning yourself in that pink Cadillac, and what is that going to feel like, you know, at Christmas time, celebrating that you have earned that pink Cadillac. But more importantly, what is that going to do for the women that are watching and observing you, even the women and the men who are saying she'll never do it? What is that going to represent to them when you get across the finish line and you pick up those keys? What it does for them is it says, you know what? You can do it too. You can do it too. Just step out of the average and make a decision to be excellent every day. Be a champion. be a warrior. That is what we are called to be in life. Leaders are to lead. We are not supposed to be playing. We are supposed to be leading. I had a new director, second line, that debuted, and her name is Jennifer Dom, and I have to brag about her for a little bit because when we hear stories about people winning, it encourages us, doesn't it? It shouldn't ever deflate anyone. It should encourage them that, you know what, if she did it, I can do it. And Jennifer debuted just 4 months ago and earned her Cadillac at the end of September, 90 days after debuting. Last month, they over 40,000 wholesale and has four DIQs. Her senior director, Nicole Jackson, triple star, you guys saw her on stage, her first full year as a sales director, won all three cars, triple star, and was number three in the court of sharing. I just want to say to you, how big can you dream? And will you allow yourself to walk in this excellence and follow proven formulas? It's not magic. It's just daily discipline, and it goes back to asking yourself, did you apply anything that was taught to you over the last 3 weeks? And if you did not, why didn't you? Because there are some bad habits that need to be broke in order to pursue the excellent. Nobody really wants to talk about it, but it is the truth. There's really unhealthy habits, even in the Mary Kay world. You know, saying that it's okay to hold one or two parties and you're a director, that's not okay. That's just not okay. That Mary Kay said that holding five parties in a new consultant's first week is a reasonable goal. Mary Kay never, ever told a director that it's okay to hold one to two parties. You guys, this is Mary Kay's company that she gave us the privilege to keep. We are the keepers of this dream. We were not the ones that created it. God gave Mary Kay the dream. She created it. She pursued the magnificent. She made all the sacrifices. She set up the standards. And we don't have permission to lower those standards, because when we do lower those standards, guess what happens? There won't be any more excellence. There won't be any kind of company that represents excellence, because everybody wants to get rich quick. And that's not what success is. Success is contributing to others, and that means that you show others that, no, it wasn't that easy. I did have to fight. I did go through some struggles, and I'm a better person on the other side, so let me teach you how to, because life is life, and it is going to take some overcoming to be a great leader. Nobody gets to excellence without going through a transformation and learning how to operate through the struggles and the challenges in life. And the greatest of teachers have always been in the deepest of valleys. And I know for me, the kind of mentor I want to take advice from is the kind of mentor that does not apologize for hard work, that does not apologize for excellence. It is godly to be excellent and work hard. It is godly to put your hands to something and to give God your best, to give it 100%, not 99%. And I'm asking you to give it 100%. If you went in to have surgery, would you want your doctor to tell you that, hey, there's a 1% chance you're going to die on the table today because I only give 99%? Don't do that, you guys. There are people right now that are praying for each of you to be calling them up as the leader and speaking life and belief into them to help them get to their goals. And that is what success is, and that's what brings the Cadillac. That's what brings it. It's not that you are this master seller. It's not that you know more about the product than anybody else. You know why you're going to get to the Cadillac and beyond? Because you are the master vision caster. Because you are the master of people in love. Because you have mastered believing and never giving up on the people that God has so graciously put in our life. Because you are the mentor, and you study at the feet of the greatest mentors in this company, the Kims and the Dons and the Aries. Do you guys understand? Listen, we are never going to get better coaches and mentors in this company than the national sales directors. And I don't care. You can go talk to Coach Who and Coach This and Coach Kookadoo. But the reality of it is that if you want to be excellent in a field where you want to be the expert, you must find and pursue a mentor that has done it. That has done it, and learn and watch and walk with this mentor and talk with this mentor. with this mentor so that you can absolutely inhale all that they have to give you so that you can transfer that to the women that God will place in your life daily because you made that decision. I think all of us can agree there's no greater gift than to have a national sales director mentor us, to sit at the feet of one. We don't need to be looking any other place but within this company to women like Cindy and the women that you've heard from and say, you know what, how did you do it? And you know why people look outside of the nationals? I'll tell you why. They don't want to work. They don't want to work. They're afraid of the work because the nationals going to tell them the truth. It's going to take at least 5 parties a week. You know, to be in a Cadillac and beyond, it's going to take 8 to 10 gatherings consistently. That means between parties and interviews. And I'm going to go over those formulas, but it's going to take work. It's going to take that, yeah, you know, that you pay now to play later. It's going to take that. But, you know, someone who's never gotten in a Cadillac or earned a trip or built a national area, do you believe that they can genuinely look into your eyes and tell you something that you're really going to believe when you know deep down they never did it? I'm telling you the truth, you guys. I'm telling you how to get it done. And I don't want to sit here and spoon feed people because what I know is that if I speak the truth in love with all of you on the phone, you're going to get set free of average and you're going to say, you know what, it's okay to work hard. It's okay to be excellent. I'm not going to apologize for the hours that I'm about to put into this business. And God is going to take care of my family because he wouldn't have given me this vision and the dream in my heart if he wasn't going to make it happen. You guys, listen, I have 3 beautiful kids and a grandson. My daughter is 29. She's about to be 30. My oldest son, Nathan, is 28. Sammy's 16. My 2 sons built businesses, over million-dollar businesses. Nate's now multi-million-dollar business. In the middle of a recession, my 16-year-old took $40,000 and invested in a company and built his company from nothing all the way to over $1 million company just 1.5 years later. I do know something about business. And what when I talk to my sons about their businesses and our business, you know what we all sit there and we just are so puzzled is when we look at the world today, we sit there and think, do people really think that they can make 6-figure incomes working part-time? That's hilarious. Now, can you create and design a life that complements your family and makes things wonderful? Yes. I mean, I worked corporate America. I know the grind of corporate America. Mary Kay will never be that grind of corporate America. Praise God. That's why I'm in Mary Kay. But I've worked hard in Mary Kay, and I will not apologize, nor will I lie to people of how to be excellent. And I've seen my 2 sons do the same thing, only to see God honor them in their businesses. And so I don't know why I feel so passionate about this subject, but I just hear so much out there, and it's just like, seriously, I'm not going to tell you how to get rich quick. I'm going to tell you how to work hard and how to cast a vision and how to love and believe in people and not give up on them when they're in a valley. I want to teach you and hopefully encourage you to be the example, to be that champion coach, because your people, they want you to be a champion coach. They want to be on the champion team. My son Sammy was on a football team over the last 2 years, and it was an average football team. The uniforms were kind of scrubby. You know, the coach was not a great coach, and his talent and potential as a football player and dream of being a football player in college and NFL was starting to die under this average coach. And we moved him to Manatee, and Manatee's coach, they're the #1 football team in the nation, in Florida, and the top 3 in the nation. And that's at the hardest football league, or apparently something like that. But to see my son thrive under Coach Canaan and to see the standards and the excellence, oh my gosh, we've gone from 1 scruppy little uniform to Sammy having 4 or 5 because Under Armour sponsors this team because they are a team of champions. I have watched my son's confidence go up 1,000% because he's standing by a champion. This coach speaks champion words. This coach has lived a champion life, and that is what a Mary Kay Pink Cadillac director represents in the Mary Kay world. You are the champion. I know you want it, but you're going to have to work for it. I know you want to be excellent, but you're going to have to stop apologizing for working and for being who God has created you to be. The Proverbs 31 woman who was self-employed, dressed in the finest of linens. She was all of it. She had a lot of money. She had servants, and her husband and her children rose up to say what a wonderful woman she is and was. That is you. That is me. And that is our founder, Mary Kay Ash, and we owe it to her to follow those standards. We owe it to her to work. We owe it to her to get in these pink cars. You know, it's funny. I get tons of looks and comments and people chase me down in the street, you know, for cards. And I'm sure those of you that are in pink cars, the same thing happens. And, I was driving through a Chick-fil-A, I don't know, a couple weeks ago and getting Sammy a chicken sandwich, and I pulled up to the drive-thru, and the guy at the window, he was one of the managers there, and he looked at me, and he actually asked me his question. He said, "So do you have to take pink? Do you have to take a pink car when you get that car?" And I looked at him and said, "Do you have to have that chicken, that ugly chicken on that sign out there? I mean, really? Did you really ask me that question?" I mean, and I smiled, and he was laughing, but it was just like, did you really just ask somebody driving a $90,000 vehicle, did she have to take pink? I looked at him and then said, I want to take pink. I don't have to take this car. I have the privilege of driving this car. That's a privilege. That is an honor to drive Mary Kay's dream. And the little girls that come up thinking that I'm a Barbie because I pull up at the airports in an Escalade. I mean, just a month or two ago I pulled up, and the little girls that were sitting there on the little bench, I was getting out and said, "Mommy, she drives a Barbie car." Literally said that as they followed me into the airport. You know, this is the thing, you guys. That Cadillac is the hammer that gets you in the door. It is the influence of all influence. That is what it represents, okay? It's not about us. It's about the influence. It's about the voice. And it's time for each one of you now to step up and do it and create that champion mindset, that mindset of an excellent warrior, and to get this thing done. This is the perfect time. Can you imagine you being one of the winners to go to the New York Fashion Week? Oh, my gosh, I know that's on my agenda. That's on my radar. We've got a goal. I want 25 Cadillacs, 25 in my national area. We don't even have that big of an area. I'm at like 31 directors, and 13 of them are in pink Cadillacs. You know, I want all my directors to be in pink Cadillacs, and I want you to be in a pink Cadillac. So will you come along? Will you apply what you're about to hear? Will you put down the average and pick up excellent? Will you stop apologizing for working and put this in the forefront of your mind that this is not about you? This is about winning so you can help other people win. And that is why God is going to bring you the leaders, because when you set your mind in motion to be excellent and to take leadership and run with this thing, He's going to bring people to you magnetically. It will blow your mind. But there's no reason to bring anybody a team if they're not going to do anything magnificent with it. If they're going to teach their team to be average, there's no reason for anybody to come on the team, because they will not take them to a higher level with their potential. That is what a sales director in Mary Kay does. That is what we do. You are 2% of this company. You don't have permission to act like the other 98% that are plaguing Mary Kay. You need to step up and be Mary Kay. And that's the deal. That is the deal. You know, I read by C.S. Lewis that he says that God finds our dreams not too strong or big enough, but rather too weak and small. How does that apply to you? When you pray, I mean, are you just too easily pleased? Ask God for the magnificent. He's created you to walk in it, to be in it, not for you, but so that you can influence others to be magnificent. Addiction to winning. Yep, I've been accused of it. I've been accused of it every day. And you know what? I am addicted to winning. I absolutely am addicted to winning and helping other people win. It's in me. It's in my DNA. I don't like to lose. I like to win. I love football games. I love sports. Anything that you can see excellent people competing to see who has pursued excellence enough daily to come out declared the winner. That's what we do in Mary Kay. We empower people to win. And so it starts with you saying, you know what? I am not going to be apathetic anymore. I'm going to work from commitment. Because see, if you are torn between apathy and commitment, eventually you're going to reject anything that is required to achieve excellence. Okay, so as I throw these numbers out, if you're torn, you're going to say, oh my gosh, you're going to immediately look for, I can't believe she asked me to do 8 to 10 gatherings. See, you've got to change your mindset, and it's going to take 21 days of daily discipline to start that motion, to get that going. You're going to have to declare war on it, okay? I mean, literally, you're going to have to declare war on it and change your thought pattern. And change, when you change your thought pattern, you're going to change the action, and you're going to change the energy that's exuding from you, and you're going to start attracting the right people to move up the career path, to help win, to help them lead and operate in their leadership. And that is when you attain excellence. That's how it works. One weighs ounces, but regret, it weighs tons. So make that decision to be daily, daily disciplined. Now, keep in mind as I'm sharing these formulas that the power of one relationship will change your life. One, it is not going to require that you get a million leaders, okay? It's not going to require that. It's going to start with one, the power of one relationship, that one leader that takes your direction, that uncommon protege, and we're going to talk about that. You want to keep in mind that every single success that you attain, every single party, every single new team member you introduce at a meeting, every single leader you bring in to this unit, it's going to inspire motion. It's going to inspire people to move, and that's what we want. You just getting up yourself all the time, it's pretty boring, okay? You've got to win and bring other leaders in so we can start the motion. If you keep bringing up all the deadbeats in your unit that keep talking about getting in a red jacket and getting to directorship, God bless them. But the bottom line is you are never going to teach a donkey to win a Kentucky Derby. You either do this thing or you don't, and you either apply immediately or you don't. And we've got directors that continually celebrate average. You bring people up in front of the meeting, and they've done nothing but reorders that week. And the reality of it is that shows your entire unit that there's nothing new going on. So there's no new team members because there's no new sales. You know, you've got red jackets that love being that red jacket. God bless their little souls. But the reality of it is you can't build influence with a team of women who are absolutely content with being in a red. So you've got to find and infuse your unit with women who are not content staying in one place, who are not content being just sitting there doing the same thing. You've got to infuse your unit with people who are going to move. You never ever follow a leader who stopped moving. Never follow a leader who is out, has missed her season. Follow people who keep moving. And that means you've got to keep moving. Excellence in motion every day, not once a week, every day. That's what you signed up for. That's why you're on this call, right? You welcome it. You want the champion talk. You want the champion conversation. I don't know about you, but I just about had it with all the average talk I hear and I see and the language and the Mary Kay world. Well, I'm going to get it done by the end of November. We could all be gone and in heaven by the end of November. We need procrastination. I just heard T.D. Jakes say this. Procrastination is that you believe more in tomorrow than you do in today. What about today? What are you going to win in today? That's the question a champion is asking herself every day. A pink Cadillac leader of leaders is asking because she has an unapologetic, unwavering passion and addiction to help people win, to help people win. So pink, we've talked about the influence. We've talked about the accolade. We've talked about Mary Kay. We've talked about her work ethic. In her book, The Reality of It Is, you guys, she talks about the 16 to 20-hour days in the book that Marilyn Welly gave me that's not published, and how hard it was, and how she and her son stayed up putting a product on shelves. She never said, I built a multi-billion-dollar company by working 10 hours a week. She never gave any kind of message like that out there, because this is what happens, you guys. We set people up for failure because we tell them they should be able to get in a Cadillac by playing with this thing. And then they play with it, and then they think they're big, fat losers because they didn't accomplish it. Let's just be truthful with people. When Sammy went on the excellent team of champions, the coach said, listen, you're with champions now, buddy. You're not the big fish in the little pond anymore. It's going to take hard work, and that motivates the champion. That doesn't paralyze the champion. That will motivate. So Mary Kay never apologized for her hard work. She had high standards. She had the DIQs turning in their sales and their recruiting before she even had them become director. She never apologized. And there is a difference between an executive income and an employee income. And, you know, people are wanting to make executive and six-figure incomes, but they want to have an employee mindset, and it doesn't work this way. Number three, you've got to know the formulas. Quit trying to take shortcuts. So let's talk about the formulas. I was trained by Mary Kay Ash, and what I heard from our founder, from her mouth, the day I was trained was this. When she put her hands on my face, of course, I was not in a Cadillac, but she looked at me and said, do not breathe till you are over 75 unit members. That is what she said to me. I will never forget it. I stopped breathing, and I knew that that was a significant marker for me because our founder said it. Mary Kay never told somebody that they could grow a unit by adding 10 people a month. Mary Kay never would have given somebody that impression because she was a master at understanding the Pareto principle. And not just in Mary Kay, but across the world in business, the Pareto principle applies. That's the 80-20. You are going to have people quit. You are going to have people every single month go out of your unit. So if you are not at least adding 15 or more, you can maintain a unit with 10 or 15. But if you want to grow a unit, it's more than 15. And so you've got to figure out the formulas to bring the 15 in. And for you, depending on your gifting, it may rock your world to go hold a bunch of parties personally and do the court of sales. That just didn't rock my world, okay? What rocked my world is to hold enough parties to get the leaders, to take the leaders, to build them to the red, and to build a whole sea of reds. That's what rocked my world. So I was very intentional about finding my leaders. I was very intentional. I didn't have time to go talk a bunch of people into doing Mary Kay that just didn't want to do it. You know, that you had to chase down on the phone and beg into ordering, and I just honestly just didn't have the patience. Just did not. And so when I was doing the parties, I worked smart, not hard, smart. I mean, yeah, I work hard, but I was smart and intentional about who held the parties and who I was speaking into, because I knew the formula, and that was this, is that I had to add at least 15 new a month, and it couldn't just be 15 people with a pulse. Okay? 15 people that at least 5 of them wanted something with this business. If you're out there recruiting Tom, Dick, and Harry and every person on the street, well, that's all great and grand. But if you're not recruiting the leaders, we're not going to get you anywhere, because it takes a leader for you to transfer the skills into them to pass on this legacy. And so we've got to be intentional about what we want. But the average is 15 or more added, infused into the unit every single month. I tell my directors 20 or more. I tell my directors 20 or more. Figure it out. And to me, it always goes out to this formula, 8 to 10 gatherings a week, without not fail. Okay? This can be 5 parties of 5 or more, which a party is not 3. It is 5 or more. It can be 5 parties of 5 or more and 3 career interviews of 5 or more, or however you want to do this thing. If you don't have anybody moving in your unit, go hold 10 parties this week. 10 parties. And get those leaders, infuse your unit with a gold medal, and take that medal settle and treat them like just what Ari said, get them to that star consultant and take them and work with them and build them into those red jackets. That is what's going to create momentum. You hoping that somebody is going to get across the finish line who keeps talking and talking and talking. Can I just tell you that she's a walker? She's not a runner, and it will require that you get the catalyst, that you get the runners into your unit to inspire the walkers. We want to inspire the walkers by recruiting the runners, by recruiting the champions, by recruiting the catalyst. So when someone's ready, they're gonna do it. You know, Nicole that I was talking about earlier, she was always a runner, but she didn't want to do anything with Mary Kay till 6 years after she'd been in my unit. And within that year, triple star. You see, you know when someone's ready. You know when she's decided. And I didn't call up Nicole and say, are you going to come? Are you going to come? You know how she made that decision? She came to herself. I love my people. They know when they're ready, I'm here, but I'm sure not going to beg them to win. And she placed a full store order. I saw it come through the computer. I'm like, my goodness, what in the world? And she called me up, said, I'm going to be a director. And 5 days later was in DIQ. Yep. That's how it happened. She didn't have anybody on her team, but she made a decision, and that's how fast you can move your team into that pink Cadillac or into Hawaii. The year that I did my trip, I started that year out with 28 unit members, but it was the power of one relationship, Kendra Martin, that brought me 10 car winners later, and that's because I mastered building a unit of deep and wide. Some leaders, what they do is they recruit people in, and then they just run with the personals. Or they take the new person and, you know, they pass her off to the recruiter instead of taking every single personal unit member and treating her as your personal. Holly Sherrick would have never been a million-dollar director, a top director, earning her car in her first month if I had had that philosophy, because Holly Sherrick is not my personal. Holly Sherrick came in under a person that came in under my personal. And the reason that that happened is because I trained my personals. I trained the women in my unit that a new consultant, when she comes in, must have a new team member added to her team within 24 to 48 hours. It's not negotiable. This is how we do it. We immediately add a team member. We don't have to go hold 10 parties to get a team member, because every single person of influence, woman of influence, man of influence, knows somebody that they can get on their team immediately. That's how you know you have yourself a champion, because she's ready to sign people. See, leaders are recruiters. Leaders are natural recruiters. We are born recruiters. Jesus was a recruiter. Bottom line, that's what he did, man. He walked around and said, listen, come with me. Great. You don't want to come? See you later. Come with me. He told fishermen, put it all down, brother, and follow me. Why? Because there was a presence on him. Of course, the presence of God. But he was a leader that called people to a higher standard. And see, when people meet you and they feel that passion and vision within you that's exuding out of you, you know, that unapologetic wavering stance to help them win, they will drop it all and follow you. But if they sense any kind of fear, they're not going to follow you. They're not going to leave their job. They're not even going to listen to you, because a leader will only follow someone who's stronger than themselves. And that is why we have so many people seeking counsel outside of Mary Kay, is because we need the people in Mary Kay that have done the parties, that have built the national areas, to step up and lead like we've never led before, and speak life and mentoring into the women that are hungry for excellence, because God has given us such a platform to do this. Think about it. Think about the formula, the 8 to 10 gatherings, however you want to do it. But the reality of it is, it's 40 to 50 women per week that are hearing about this opportunity and product. That's what it is for a Cadillac director and beyond. That'll get you to trip, bottom line. That'll get you to trip. Now, many times you'll have 8 to 10 gatherings, and some of them are going to cancel. Double book, triple book. You know, I would get my date book out and double and triple book myself with the leaders in my unit.
The thing about it is it's not just your personal parties that you're booking. It's helping leaders be developed. If you've got maybe two leaders that have parties, there's two gatherings. You have another leader that has a party, and then you have three parties yourself, and then you have a guest meeting, and that's a gathering, and then maybe you have a career night, and that's a gathering. I can promise you if you pull out your schedule and you look at what you have going on, it's pretty easy to put 8 to 10 gatherings in there. Decide that you're going to do it, and don't look at what I just said to you with regret. Connect excitement to it. Connect your vision with it, because God is about to bring you women like you have never seen before, because you committed. You committed to it. The numbers of an ultimate unit, the numbers do not lie. You need 10 fresh seniors in a unit. You need 5 fresh red jackets in a unit. And so the very first thing you do is when you recruit those new people into your team, whether they are personals or whether they are on somebody else's team, you move these women to red as fast as you can. Many leaders are building from the top up, but the reality of it is that's why they're not having sustained success. I have never had a pay decrease in my entire career. I have supported my entire family for 21 years as a single mother, then married, retired, my husband, 3 kids, 2 kids through college. And the reality of it is I have never taken a pay decrease. I serve a God of increase. He increases us. He is not about decrease. I don't care what's going on in the world. I do not care. Walk away from people who talk like that and hang out with the eagles who believe in a God of magnificence and excellence who wants to increase you. I promise you, if you will start to speak those things into your life, you will see your life miraculously change, but it's going to start with you. I have never hurt for a dime, ever, 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 but I understand these principles, and I didn't build my business on just a dream. I built my business by being intentional and looking at this blueprint of success, knowing that I had a 6-figure income to replace, knowing that I had to make it happen for myself and my family fast. And so it was clear to me that I needed winners. I needed 10 seniors, 5 reds first, and then at 200 unit members, I needed twice that. And this is what's awesome when you do that. You're excited. Your people are excited. But if you keep trying to drag the dead, the ones that are going to keep talking about it, well, we'll keep singing this song 10 years from now, and you will have missed your opportunity to influence the masses. So the ultimate unit works. It's 10 seniors, 5 reds, 3 team leaders, 2 future directors, and 1 DIQ by the time you're at 100 unit members. I drive that home every single day with my directors. My entire national area is built on that. My entire national area is built on that, and my leaders understanding that they treat every single personal, every single unit member as a personal. Do not chase people down that do not do inventory. They're not committed. You've got to have a commitment from somebody to infuse what you need to infuse into them to help them be successful in this business. Provide environments where they can bring people in front of you to win and to try the product, but don't be out in the field doing parties for people that have not even purchased product, because the message that you're putting out there is that you're committed and they're not. That's not how we build leaders. You see, the standard has to be there. This is what's required. There's practices, there's a meeting, there's this, there's that. Do you want this? I do. Great. Let's go. You see, because it's the leaders that are at your meeting, they're going to excite all the walkers. And pretty soon, those standards that have been average in your unit for quite some time because the mindset hadn't been right, all of a sudden, you broke those average standards into little teeny pieces. And now you are the master at casting vision. You have become the master because this is what happened is you motivated yourself first. You inspired yourself first. You had the raw, truthful talk with yourself first, and you said to yourself, self, what do you want? What are you willing to do? Because it's going to start with you. Self, are you going to motivate? Are you going to get motivated enough to get your butt off of this couch and go warm chatter and meet the women and do what you need to do to hold the 8 to 10 personal parties to get the medal if that's what it requires to ignite this fire and start this movement? Self, are you willing to be daily committed? Are you willing to apply everything that you are hearing right now at this moment, you see? And once you start to pursue that excellence, you become something that is in motion, something that is unstoppable, a kinetic, high-energy motion movement that's going to take you to another level. But more importantly, do you know why you got to another level? Because there were people that saw this happening in you, and they wanted a piece of it. they wanted to follow you because they could feel the high energy. They could feel you leading at 100 MPH, and they want some of that because there's too much apathy in the world, and we need some more leadership at 100 MPH. We need to infuse society with some excellence and get rid of some of this average that's out there, and that should be your motivation. So those are the things that you look at. Those are the things. Those are simple, simple, basic formulas. You've got to have a mentor, and you've got to be the best mentor. And I want to close with this. You will be the reason that someone will go into poverty or prosperity, your mentoring alone. You can take them decrease, you can help them decrease, you will inspire them to increase, or you'll be the reason that they decrease. Loss or gain, pain or pleasure, determination or restoration, deterioration or restoration. This is the thing. God has placed people in your hands, in your influence. What a great gift. What a privilege to be a mentor. To be an uncommon mentor means you will be uncomfortable every day, and you're okay with that. In fact, you're motivated by it. You like it. You like that. Why? Because you're growing every single day. Because you see, an uncommon mentor, they're hungry. They're hungry to grow. They're hungry to be under. They're hungry to be at the seat of a faith giant. They're hungry to learn from a national. They're hungry to pick up the phone and have a relationship with their national. They're not looking for another coach to coach them. They want Mary Kay Ash to coach them. They want the pioneers to coach them. That's who they want. They want somebody to summon the warrior within them, and that is what an uncommon mentor protégé wants, and that's what an uncommon mentor will give you. That is what an uncommon mentor will give you, because they will see things that other people cannot see. Straight up, your national can see things that you do not have the ability to see right now. And you need to seek her out. You think that she doesn't want to mentor you to Cadillac or trip? Please. There's nothing that would light her fire more. That is what she lives for. She's addicted to helping people win. She's addicted to empowering women. But you keep reaching up to everybody else. Reach up to the national, and she will get you, teach you everything she knows to get you in that pink Cadillac, to get you in on the trip to Hawaii. And this is how you know when you meet people, or if you are the uncommon protege. And when you meet people, do they have these qualities? Do you have these qualities? And I want to list them. Okay. passive protégés, okay? First of all, a protégé, an uncommon protégé, is an enthusiastic learner. They want to learn. They don't miss a thing. They don't miss meetings. They don't make excuses. They're at their national fall advances. They're just not. They can't do enough, be enough. They've got to be. There's a craving to be with the mentor. But a passive protege will only reach when it's convenient or when their personal efforts do not produce their desired results. They subconsciously expect their mentor to produce success for them. Parasite protégés pursue for credibility, not correction. They will use the name and influence of a mentor to manipulate others into a relationship. They want what he has learned or she has learned. They want the reputation without preparation. But the prodigal protege will enter and exit the relationship freely. When serious correction occurs, they move toward another mentor who has not yet discovered their flaws. They distance themselves when their mentor encounters personal difficulties, loss of credibility, false accusation. They only return when their pig pen becomes unbearable. The productive protégés, they're uncommon. They have a servant's heart. They never make a major decision without counsel and feedback from their mentor, and they view their mentor as a dominant gift from God. They love their mentor as much as they love themselves. Wow, facts about the uncommon protege. These are the women that you want to pray for in your life. These are the women you want to lead. These are the women that you want to get in those red jackets. And let me read you the facts about the uncommon protege. The uncommon protege will invest everything to stay in the presence of an uncommon mentor. Number two, the uncommon protege follows the counsel of the uncommon mentor. Number three, the uncommon protege reveals the secrets and dreams of their heart with the mentor. And number four, the uncommon protege freely discusses his mistakes and pain with the mentor. Number five, the uncommon protege defines clearly his expectations to the mentor. And number six, the uncommon protege gladly sows seeds of appreciation back into the life of their mentor. Number seven, the uncommon protege ultimately will receive the mantle that he or she serves. The uncommon protege will change his or her schedule to invest time in the presence of the mentor. The uncommon protege is someone who discerns, respects, and pursues the answers that God has stored in this mentor that he has put in their life. Ladies, you have a national. You have someone that has gone before you, that wants to be mentoring you. You are the mentor that people have been praying for, have been praying to God for. God, bring me a champion. Bring me a mentor that can cast a vision in me so deep and so profound that I will believe again in myself, that I will believe in my dream again, to get up and take action. The power of a mentor, the power of belief, the power of love. That is what a pink Cadillac represents. And that is the heart and the vision. Our founder, the one who began it all, who had the vision and had the guts and the unstoppable, unwavering, unapologetic stance in helping people win. Thank you so much. Cindy, I think I'm done.